This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the powerful storm began to edge closer to the mainland U.S. in the southern state of Florida. Dorian, packing sustained winds of 175 kilometers an hour with higher gusts, was classified as a Category 2 storm, diminished from when it first slammed into the Bahamas as a most dangerous Category 5. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis told reporters at a Monday news conference there were 5 confirmed deaths on Abaco Island, where Dorian struck before moving on to Grand Bahama.
This is the time for us as Bahamians to show our love, our care, and our compassion for our fellow brothers and sisters.
Minnis said initial reports from Abaco were of devastation that is unprecedented and extensive. What the storm did to Grand Bahama will become more clear as it moves away and authorities are able to survey the island. Walmart says it will discontinue sales of ammunition for handguns and some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States. That's in response to the recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. The largest U.S. arms retailer had been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. Walmart has said it will discontinue handgun sales in Alaska. That's the only state where it still sells that type of gun. Walmart already ended sales of assault rifles and raised the minimum age for gun purchases to 21, and this latest move will leave it focused on weapons for hunting, including deer rifles, shotguns, and related ammunition. Pope Francis is making a historic visit to Mozambique this week. He's starting a three-nation Africa tour. It's the Pope's second trip to sub-Saharan Africa. He first visited in 2015, going to Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. You're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is being characterized today.